Welcome to the Business Launch Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Annie Menace. And listen, if you've ever felt like your sales numbers are just not reflecting the hard work you're putting into your content, and you're looking for a sales breakthrough, in this episode, we're going to talk about how to actually take people on your website, on your blog, on your social media, from just being window shoppers to saying, listen, take all my money. I want what you're offering and I want it right now. Coming up.
Welcome to the Business Lounge Podcast, where each week we unpack the hottest online marketing and business strategies so you can grow your business, increase your bottom line, and make a bigger impact. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez.
What is up, familia? Welcome to another episode. I'm so excited because this is the kind of stuff that lights me on fire. Like, I just get so excited about talking about creating offers and content and systems that sell what you do in a more strategic way. And listen, I love all the things marketing, right? I like posting a good aesthetic video like anyone else. It just makes me feel creative and excited. But what gets me even more happy, more excited, more passionate is about creating content with a purpose. It's about creating content that actually sells. It's about creating intentional pieces that do the selling for me and that I could just set one time and forget it. So if you are in a place where so many of us have been in the past, where like sales might just be a little slower than normal, or you feel like you're putting a ton of energy and effort and work into your content creation, but you're just not seeing the sales roll in, you know, the money happen, this episode is for you. And first of all, I do not want you to feel like you are a failure. Like, that is a thought process that kind of always encompasses this situation. You know, we've all been there thinking, you know, if we just hustle harder, if we sprinkle a bit more magic into our post, whatever that means, you know, magic must just mean like creativity into our post. If we just level up the aesthetics or we're just more consistent with our content, then the sales will start rolling in. And here's the thing, the idea that working harder is the solution isn't itself flawed, because working yourself to the bone isn't a strategy. It's kind of like running on a treadmill, expecting to hit another destination, a new place, you know, and that's just not going to happen. The reality is that Chris always says this, and I think it's so good, you know, trying harder is not a plan. It's just going to keep you kind of going through the motions in the same place where you've always been. You're just going to put more energy and effort into it. And if it's not giving you the results that you're looking for, it might be time to try something different, my friend. I think one of the things that we keep missing in 2024 specifically is that consumers aren't just more sophisticated than they used to be before. They're little detectives. They're kind of downright like Sherlock Holmes style, where they do their homework before making a purchase. You know, they make sure that they scope you out and that you're the real deal, and they compare, you know, your product to someone else's, just to make sure that they're making the right decision and that they have all the options, you know, that they're considering before they're ready to hit that buy button. So we really need to think about how the market is being impacted. And so with prices of everything going up and inflation skyrocketing, I think consumers are just being extra picky. They're being extra picky because they want to do business with brands that they know, brands that they trust, and they want to make sure that they're going to get a big win, right? They want to make sure that the thing that you sell is legit, that it's actually something that it's going to give them results, and they're not just going to throw their money away. And so I don't know if you've experienced this, but I think everyone has like that one friend who just reads every Yelp review, like reads every single Yelp review before picking a brunch spot, and needs to know like all the incredible details. That's called an analytical buyer. And there's really four buyer types, and we're not going to go into all of them. in this episode, but I want you to know that in any market, in your industry, in your niche, like no matter what you sell, whether you're a service-based business, you're a coach, a consultant, whether you sell your services or you offer a hybrid model where you have courses and digital downloads, but you also have, you know, done with you or done for you, it really is so important that you know that there's different types of buyers in every market. And so the days, you know, of just sending people a link to buy, it's just not enough anymore. You know, it's not enough to get them to stop everything they're doing and hand you their hard-earned cash. In other words, your sales might be flopping or slowing down, not because your service or your product or your course or your membership or that thing that you offer isn't incredible, right? I'm sure it's thebomb.com. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are your services and your products and your programs are so, so cool. They're top notch. I see this over and over again in our membership, the Business Lounge, and inside our new coaching tier, TBL Plus. We literally just got off a call not 20 minutes ago. And we were tackling this exact question, like, what is it? And most of the time we tend to blame ourselves. We're like, it's my, you know, it's the product. It's the course, it's the service, or you blame your marketing efforts. Oh, I'm just not trying enough with my content. And that could be true, right? Maybe you're not posting consistently, but the reality is there is a much better fix to this problem. Most everyone who is in our community is just relying on what used to work 4 or 5 years ago, which is just sending people a link to buy. And the reality is that's just not enough. You know, you need in 2024, you need an automated system. And 2024 and beyond, by the way, the more sophisticated consumers become, the more sophisticated marketers we need to become. And so what is the fix? The fix is an automated system. You need a system that turns window shoppers into buyers, people who are so interested in what you're selling that they're like, listen, like, shut up. I don't want to hear any more about your product. Just take my money. Just take my money. I want to buy it and I want to buy it now, right? That's the ideal. Like, that's what we all want. How amazing would it be to have just tons and tons of leads, people lining up, you know, around the digital block, so to speak, to buy your thing. And so really that system is called a funnel. And you've probably heard about funnels before, by the way, but you don't need just any old funnel. You need a supercharged, like, customer magnetizing, set it and forget it kind of funnel. And listen, there's so much that you can build when you actually have a smart customer journey in mind. And the reality is you probably heard about funnels. Maybe you've tried a funnel or two. Maybe it's flopped or it's been just too much work or it's been just confusing and contradicting. And like, you have no idea like why it's not working or why, you know, you even should put like the energy and effort into it. And here's why. Like, hang with me for a second, because I know you've heard about funnels before. And if you haven't, welcome. Welcome to the marketing nerddom that is online funnels. But here's the reality. A measly like 1% of the people who land on your website are actually ready to whip out their wallets and buy from you. 1%. Now, that stat is even lower on social media, okay? That's pretty sad. That's pretty freaking sad. Less than 1% are ready to buy. So what happens to the other 99%, right? The 1%, you probably close them, and that's maybe, you know, why you're getting a couple sales here and there, but nothing consistent. So what happens to the rest of the people? Nothing. Really nothing happens. Like zero. They just leave and poof. There goes a potential customer, all because you don't have a way to keep the conversation going. And that's where your sales funnels enter stage left, as they say. It's like having a funnel is like your own concierge. It's helping you kind of just herd visitors from just browsing to, listen, I got to have this now. It moves them from one stage to the next in the buying process. And whether you believe it or not, everyone has that process, right? There is a customer buying journey, whether you set that up intentionally or not. So it might look like one of our clients, her sales process is super simple and she's actually building up a more robust automated funnel. But right now, people go to her, you know, her homepage on her website, or they land on her Instagram and then they click over to her programs page From there, they apply to one of her programs, and then she jumps on a discovery call and, you know, tries to close them as a customer. And so what we're doing now is we're saying, okay, but what about the people that, you know, just land on those pages and are not actually applying? What do we do with those people? And so we're setting up a sales system, right? We're setting up a more intentional process. So even if you just have content on Instagram and, you know, you just have like a link where people can book a call with you, or you have a link to your shop where people can buy things, whether you've set up an automated sales process or not, it's likely already there. So it's just a matter of taking that back and building something intentional in your business, building a sales process that actually makes sense for where people are at so that you can continue following up with them, right? So really, it's all about, if you think about it, this is kind of how we teach it. We talk about switching people from borrowed traffic into owned traffic. And this is a concept that Russell Brunson brought to the market a couple years ago. It's been a while now, but I thought it was so brilliant because borrowed traffic is basically traffic that you can't control, right? So think about drive-by, essentially drive-by website visitors, right? They're driving by your website. They're not necessarily ready to buy, and then they click off and they jump off, and there's no way of actually talking back to them and bringing them back to your website, back to your content, back to your sales page, back to your order form, back to that discovery call. When we're switching people from borrowed traffic to own traffic, that's traffic that you can control. So that's your very own email list, for example, or your text list, where you actually get to like woo people and wine and dine them, you know, so to speak, where you can send them more content and follow up. Did you know that 80% of sales happen after the seventh follow-up? 80% of sales. And so right now we are not really putting ourselves, you know, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, creators, as leaders, in the shoes of our consumers. They have so, like, think about your buying experience, right? You have probably hundreds, if not thousands, of emails flooding your inbox. You're probably seeing a ridiculous amount of content on your feed, thanks to the algorithm. And you're probably getting ads and text messages and just bombarded with content. What we really need is to create connection with our people. We need to bring them into our world. We need to build a relationship. And you can't build a relationship if you just have one touch point, because what's going to happen is people are going to go to your website. They're going to add something to their cart. They're going to maybe, you know, visit your sales page and go to your order form. And then they're going to bounce out, right? Something is going to get in the way. They might not have their credit card handy. They might just not be ready to buy right now. They might have questions. And so they click off and forget about you. I think a lot of us don't always understand, and I'm going to say this with a lot of love because I think about this all the time about our own brand. We are forgettable, right? As small business owners in the online space, unless we have a massive audience, we're kind of forgettable, not because people don't like us, not because our content isn't amazing, not because they don't want to buy from us, but because they have so many other options and a lot of noise being thrown at them all the time. So how do you actually build connection? You move people from being borrowed traffic into owned traffic so that you can continue the conversation. You add them to your email list. You add them to your text list. You follow through and then intentionally present them with an irresistible offer. That is the power of an amazing funnel. And really, as you build relationship, you're serving them. So think of your funnel like a bridge. It's like connecting the follow-ups, the trust building, and taking people really from being a new person to your world, right? A stranger, into a buyer. And that can happen in a very short amount of time, by the way. That can happen, you know, within 72 hours. We like teaching this concept in our Funnels Bootcamp, where we really just help our people set up a 7-day email funnel that also encompasses, you know, their website and their landing pages and their sales page. But really, it's a 7-day sequence. And what we're doing is we're trying to get someone from just being a random person on the internet to building trust and relationship really quickly and turning them into a buyer. And that 7-day period is so important because it's really the time when people are most excited to hear from you. If they give you their email, if they give you their phone number, they're excited about hearing from you. They know that you're going to market to them. They know that you're going to sell them something. And I can't tell you how many times I have joined an email list or have entered into a funnel and then have gotten nothing, like zero. You know, I'm like, sell me something. I want to buy something from you. And of course, not everyone, I sure am not at that stage every single time, but it is so interesting to me that we as a whole, in terms of online business, like we don't pay enough attention to our selling systems. And then we're, you know, just trying to bridge the gap all the time in this like cycle of feast or famine, where either we have a launch and a ton of customers, or just an influx of leads and lots of work, but then it just kind of goes quiet and it fizzles out, right? It's that feast and famine. Whereas we could build funnels and customer selling systems that work on the back end, right? That build the relationship, that really build connection. And you do that through content, right? You send people, like they join your email list, you give them a great lead magnet, and then you send them to a blog post or a video, you give them your best tips via email, or you send them a really great, article or a podcast via text, whatever the medium is. It's not really that important. What matters is actually getting people to buy from you in a very strategic way. And so that's what funnels really are. That's what they serve. That's really the purpose that they serve. And I love nerding out about funnels and kind of building this process in our own business because it is what works. It's what turns people from just, you know, lurkers or content consumers into buyers. And of course, not everyone who goes through your funnel is actually going to purchase, but the likelihood of having someone do so is so much higher than just sending them a link to buy. Okay, so now let's get practical. Now that we talked about funnels, you might be thinking, okay, Kim, like you sold me on it. I'm here for it. I'm ready to actually dive deeper into the world of funnels. Where do we start? And so I love talking about, this is something that we talk a lot about in the Business Lounge. We have an entire funnels course. And also inside our funnels bootcamp, which by the way is like a 7-hour long training where we dive deep into like basically getting your funnel set up in a weekend. And where I like kind of showing people like how do you actually set this up very simply is we start out by thinking about your traffic sources, right? So how are people finding you? Are they finding you on social media? Are they finding you via ads? Are they finding you through Google, right? It's through SEO. Those are usually the three main traffic channels that most of us use and leverage. And so depending on which one you're using, you want to think about how you want to set up the most simple, basic funnel. It could be something very linear. And so oftentimes our first instinct, right, is just to have social media, and then we send people to our sales page or our shop, and then they buy from us. But we don't capture a lead, right? We don't actually turn people, change the relationship from just someone who's browsing through our content to someone who's actually given us their name and email or their phone number. And so what I like to do is I like to start out with having a lead magnet funnel. And there's many funnels that you should have in your business. And in a later episode, we'll talk more about the kind of funnels that everyone needs to have. But the most straightforward one, the most, I think... And hey, we're interrupting the show real quick just to tell you about the sponsor of this episode. If you want to finally stop ghosting your audience for good and move away from inconsistency with your content creation, we have the perfect solution for you. It's our brand new content calendar playbook, and it's chock full of over 200 plus caption starters, done for you social media post prompts, and over 70 pages of templates and resources and tools so that you know exactly what to say to keep your audience engaged, excited, and coming back for more consistently. Listen, you know that your content has been a problem for a while. And if that's the case, it's time to get off your booty and actually do something about it. Just for our podcast listeners, you can go over to contentcalendarplaybook.com. That's contentcalendarplaybook.com and get an incredible deal on 90 days of plus of content strategy that's done for you. You're going to absolutely love this new resource, and I know it's going to make a huge difference with helping you stay consistent with your content creation and getting back in the game when it comes to attracting attention for your business. Alrighty, back to the show. Sometimes even the most profitable one, not always, but it can be very profitable, is to set up just a simple lead magnet funnel where you are taking people to a quick win, something that they really, really want for free. And by the way, this doesn't always have to be free. Kind of, we could turn it into a tripwire funnel if we charge for it. But initially, let's talk about something simple. You could, you know, send people a checklist or a free PDF or a guide, anything that will change that relationship with them and convert better. But, and hear me out, I know you've heard the term lead magnet a million times, but here's the caveat. Most people are making a huge mistake with their lead magnets. And what they're doing is, and this is something literally that's come up so much this year in our coaching programs, and it's these super ultra long lead magnets, right? They might be an audio. It might be like a 40-minute video. It might be a sales presentation. It might be a guide. And literally last week I was talking to a client and she had a 36-page lead magnet. Here's the problem with that. With TikTok culture and as people's like mental spans and attention spans have just shrunk, people need quick wins. They don't have to, especially if they don't know you. You know what? Like if this is the first time that they're coming to your website or they've only been around your content for, you know, maybe a couple light touches here and there, they need a quick win. And so it's too much too fast. If you think about it from dating, like from a dating analogy, the best way of getting to know someone is in doses, right? No one likes the guy who asks you to dinner and then, you know, talks for 4 hours about all the amazing things that he's accomplished. He's probably not going to get another date. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too much, too soon, too fast, too long. And that's exactly the kind of energy that you want to bring to your lead magnets. The ones that convert the best in our business are short and to the point. They're 1 to 2 pagers and they're templates or they're checklists or they're some kind of guide that is very to the point. When you are competing in a market, and this is very specific to you guys who are in the information space, right? Like if you sell information, you sell expertise, if you're a coach, a consultant, you sell courses or memberships, if you're in the info product space, you're competing a lot with free, right? You're competing with free. Everyone has free information. Like there's so much information out there. I have 400 videos, right, on my YouTube channel. I have hundreds of I don't know where we're at with the podcast, but at least many dozen episodes of this podcast you could listen to for free. Why would you buy my thing? So when you're competing with free, you always want to go for fast. Okay, write that down. That's such an important concept. In his book, $100 Million Offers, Alex Hormozi talks about this concept. I love this book. If you get a chance to pick it up, it's very deep, but I love that kind of book. It's all about direct response marketing. He's done an amazing job just kind of distilling a lot of the principles from the OGs, Dan Kennedys of the world, and making it in like essentially a 101 guide, not sponsored, by the way. But in that book, he talks about competing. You know, when you're competing with free, always go for fast. So how can you deliver the information faster, more succinct, and get people results quicker? That's really the psychology that we have learned throughout the past 10 years works. And so I've tried so many lead magnets, you guys, most of them flopped epically, from, you know, audios to mini courses to an entire vault of, do you guys remember when that was like the thing? If you've been in online marketing for a while, you remember like 2017, 2018, having a vault of digital resources was the thing. Before that, everyone had a toolkit. Oh, it's just so funny. But anyway, None of those things converted super well for me. And I got so discouraged. Like, what is going on? Like, no one is, you know, actually signing up for my thing. And then I don't know if it was, I think this was just the Holy Spirit, honestly, because I remember looking at my blogs that actually were performing the best. So I always look at my content and see like, what are the topics that people care the most about? Like, what are they clicking on? What are they reading on our blog? And that could be their YouTube or a podcast. It doesn't matter what you have. And I figured, okay, this blog about content calendar templates is very popular. What if actually, it wasn't even about templates. It was about how to create a content calendar. So I thought, what if I create a template that people can use and that could be the quick win? Bada bing, bada boom. A couple years later, I think it's been like 8 or 9 years, we've actually had like over 50,000 people download that thing. And, you know, it didn't happen overnight, but it was the first lead magnet that got me a bunch of traction. And then I took the same idea, the same concept to our Trello template. I was like, okay, people want to know about Trello tutorials. It's our most popular videos on YouTube. It's how most people find us through productivity. And I was like, what if we just give away a Trello template? And we did. And that's been downloaded, you know, I think 10,000 times now, maybe more. I don't know. I haven't checked recently. And I'm not saying that to brag. I know those are big numbers for some of you, but I don't want you to think that that's like so crazy. You know, I got my first couple thousand people on my email list through the content calendar template, and that helped propel the rest of the business. And, you know, it took time and energy and effort, but we grew that to like 120,000 people on our list total. Now we clean up our list a lot. So like we have like 50,000 now, because, you know, list hygiene is important, but it's one of those things where you are just getting momentum. It's just like a snowball effect where it starts growing over time. And so when you start with a good lead magnet, something that's a quick win, not something that takes people 20 minutes to go through or 30 minutes to go through, it's too cumbersome to consume. You're going to be more likely, by the way, here's the thing. Okay. Pause real quick. Cause I just got to tell you how it is. I got to tell you how it is. You're getting like unedited Kim's brain right now. I have a huge problem and I'm still working through this problem, guys, but I smother our audience with resources and help and content and nurturing. I just do. I give them too much information too fast. And I realized this early on and it's still a struggle. I'm still trying to fix it. But what happens, and honestly, as I've been coaching more and more, I notice, like, I see myself in a lot of our clients, like, we want to help people so much, especially as women. Like, we're nurturers. We're just biologically, divinely wired to protect and to nurture people. Well, more of the protection is the guys, but you know what I'm saying, to nurture people and mother. I smother our audience with so much information. It's too much, too fast. And I learned this early on, and I'm still on this track of like trying to fix it. It's not 100% there, but we're making progress. And I learned just through trial and error and realizing like you are sabotaging the sale by giving people too much too fast, you know, for too long. And not just that, it's not just about the sale, it's that I'm not actually serving them because I'm overwhelming them on the front end, right? So I used to just have like all this content because my immediate response was, okay, sales are slow. I'm not making as much money as I need to. I'm just going to give more and more and more away for free. Like the more I can give, the more I can like convince people that my stuff is valuable, the more I'm going to be able to sell. And that was never the case. Never the case. In fact, I always ended up heartbroken and feeling like I was being taken advantage of when I wasn't. I was the one volunteering all this information that overwhelmed the heck out of my people and made them feel inadequate and like they could never achieve the thing that they wanted to achieve. And so I wasn't serving them. I wasn't selling to them because I had the solution to their problem inside one of my products or inside my services. And it just became this like toxic cycle. So if you can resonate with this or can relate, that's why it's so important that you give people a quick win at every step in your funnel. So a quick win with your lead magnet, and then follow up with an email sequence. Help them to implement the thing that they downloaded. Make them hold them accountable to consuming it. Because if they consume it and they get a quick win, they're way more likely to want the next step, right? The next logical step, which should be your offer, your product, your service, your course, your membership, the thing that you have that is a solution to their problems. And so from there, you jump into an email sequence. And this does not have to be super long, super time consuming at all. In fact, if you're in our Funnels Bootcamp, we have an entire template for all of this. I literally give you my lead magnet opt-in page template. You have an entire 5-day email sequence that's Mad Lib style. Literally, you just type in, like fill in the blanks, and it's done for you, which is so awesome because it guides people from using the lead magnet and then nurtures them with some free content that's not too much and strategic. And then we go in and we sell them the thing. We present the offer, we give them a deadline, bada bing, bada boom. Now, not everyone who goes through your funnel, right, is going to buy, but we're really aiming for 3 to 10%. Usually 3 to 5 is a good place to start, and then 5 to 10% is really where we're actually kind of headed towards. But think about this. If you can nail your sales funnel, if you can get a sales system set up this weekend, right, get your butt in gear and say, okay, I'm not going to keep putting this off. My sales systems are so important. I know I need to make money. How do I actually set this up and do it in a way that is super, super helpful? I want to give you a couple of tips. Number one, do the math in reverse. Okay. So if you can send, let's say that you can send 100 people through your funnel every week, right? 100 people through your funnel every week, which is not out of the question, by the way. If you have a very dialed in lead magnet and an opt-in page that converts, this is realistic. So, or like way more, you know, like ideally you'd sending thousands of people through it, but let's say initially you're getting started, 100 people a week is an amazing milestone when you're launching a new funnel. And then you can tweak and experiment. But let's say that you close 3 of those people, right? 3%, which is usually kind of like the benchmark. What everyone usually starts is 3%. That's 3 new sales every single week, right? That's 3 new clients, 3 new people in your membership, 3 new people buying your course. Depending on the price point of your offer, that could be significant money. So let's say that you priced your product at $199 or $99. 3 sales a week is $300, which is $1,200 from that one funnel. That's just one funnel, right? You can always go in and go up to 5%. So let's say you look at like how people are doing with your funnel and you troubleshoot and you're like, okay, I'm going to switch these things out, make the copy more clear, and you get your funnel converting to 5%. Now that same funnel is bringing $500 in sales a week or $2,000 a month, just one funnel. Not with a lot of traffic, not with a ton, you know, of conversions, not with like a crazy, conversion rate on your sales page, but it's dialed in. It's making money. It's actually building your audience. And then what if you put more traffic through it, right? You grow your blog, you do a JV, kind of collaboration and bring more people in through social media, or you pay for ads and you double that. And now you're sending 200 people through at 5% conversion rate. You're adding $1,000 a week, right, to your bottom line. That's $4,000 in sales every single month, every 30 days. Like that's a business, you know, that's a business off of a single funnel. And that's why I'm so passionate about this stuff. That's why I want to encourage you to get this done. So listen, I hope that this episode was helpful. I hope that it enabled you to think about funnels and sales systems in a totally different way. And in the next one, I want to talk about how you actually use your content to power up your sales system. How do you take people, right, who are reading your blog, listening to your podcast, watching your YouTube videos, or just hanging out with you on your Facebook group or on your social media? How do you move them over to your funnel? How do you put them through that process? I'd love to talk to you about that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next one. But for now, I hope that this has inspired you. I hope that it really has encouraged you to think bigger about your business. And you know, if you already have a funnel that maybe, you know, has been collecting cyber dust, pull it out of the closet, you know, dust that baby up, give it a little bit of a makeover, right? Put some lipstick on it, like figure out how to extend its, I don't know, put fake lashes on it. Okay, now this analogy is not working. You know what I'm saying. Dust it off, give it a new life, refresh it, and start sending traffic to it. You will be amazed at how many people will actually take you up on it if you set this up in a strategic way. And of course, if you want to set this up super easily, you gotta go through our Funnels Bootcamp. There'll be more information about that after the episode. I'd love to see you there.